WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House confirms Hamas is holding hostages inside of Gaza's largest hospital. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Hamas operate a command and control node from Al-Shifa in Gaza City. They have stored weapons there, and they're prepared to respond to an Israeli military operation against that facility.
In Washington, a new spending proposal in the House will not include funding for the Israeli war, but if Speaker Mike Johnson's two-pronged plan passes, it will keep the lights on.
What we need to do is avoid the government shutdown. Why? Because that would unduly harm the American people. Troops wouldn't be paid. You know, we know all the effects of that.
A vote's expected to start soon in the chamber. President Biden is meeting with China's president this week at an economic summit in the Bay Area. They'll talk trade, Taiwan, and strengthening ties.
We're not trying to decouple from China, but what we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers are one step closer to spending more than $500 million for upkeep to American Family Field. An amended bill passed the state Senate this morning and is headed back to the Assembly this afternoon. Assembly leaders and Governor Evers have said they support the amended bill that aims to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. There's a new bill to get guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence in Wisconsin. Monique Minkins is director of End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. She says many domestic violence deaths are preventable.
Domestic violence and firearms are a lethal combination. Victims are five times more likely to be murdered when their abusers have access to a gun.
Convicted abusers in Wisconsin have been able to legally have guns since a state Supreme Court ruling last year. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Applications for future apartment units are now being accepted at the site of the former Shopko in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, construction is underway at the site and the building, called Station 955, plans to open this summer. Rental rates are not listed, but the building's website shows a variety of floor plans for studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom apartments. Residents interested in renting once the building opens can also sign up for a priority list to receive leasing information. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved a plan to spend over $500 million on repairs at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The original plan, approved by the State Assembly, called for over $411 million of state funding for the project, but did not pass in the State Senate. The new plan calls for over $382 million of state funding for the renovations, and after passing in the State Senate, the new plan must pass again in the State Assembly before Governor Tony Evers can approve it. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stagnant, you know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, you know what I mean, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy today. Wind will be from the south, gusting to between 30 and 40, but it's also going to be sunny and warm. Our high 61 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 41. Tomorrow will be sunny and not windy, with a high right around 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
These myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday afternoon fight edition, Dub.
Hey,
for a change, it might not be us.
It's not us. No, not us. We're the lovers, man, not the fighters. Good to see you, Nate, working the board, doing the hard work today. Thank you, Nate. Of course, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday to us all.
We've had at least two brouhahas in D.C. today, Dub. Little red-on-red violence. Apparently, the former speaker, Kevin McCarthy, accused of kidney elbowing one of the guys that voted him out of the speakership. So you can see where there might be some bad blood going on there, Dom. And the other one, a GOP senator, literally said, I will fight you during an open Senate hearing. Wanted to fight a guy, Dom. What the hell is going on here?
That's no lie.
And a lot of bros, man. A lot of bros in the Republican Party these days.
You know, it's interesting. I was seeking coverage of the little run-in, the brouhaha between the former speaker, the alleged brouhaha, because, you know, he sort of half denies it and sort of half acknowledges it. But here's what I found at the ABC News. Tennessee Rep. Tim Burkett, one of the 8 Republicans who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy from the speakership last month, claimed to ABC News that McCarthy elbowed him in the back after the House GOP meeting on Tuesday morning. They went into a caucus meeting. He came out to do a little NPR interview, this Burkett. And McCarthy comes out and gives him a little kidney shot.
Wow.
He just elbowed me in the kidneys. It was deliberate. It was a cheap shot, he said. Now, McCarthy denied this, according to an NPR reporter who said she witnessed part of the altercation and published the audio of what she saw. He later told ABC News senior correspondent Rachel Scott, I would not hit him in the kidney. I guess our shoulders hit because Burchett runs up to me afterwards. I didn't know what he was talking about. And then McCarthy, the former speaker, says this, if I would hit somebody, they would know I hit
him. Oh, see, it just keeps getting more bro-sesh every day with these folks.
Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter, and I've heard him describe it. He went on the Clay and Buck immediately to complain mightily, snowflake status and all that kind of stuff. Victimhood, Dom. Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter when McCarthy walked behind him and allegedly, Dom, put his elbow intentionally into Burkett's back. Burkett said he was pushed forward and then followed McCarthy down the hallway to confront him. I chased after him. I mean, because, you know, you're sitting there thinking, what the heck just happened? According to the NPR reporter, Burchett asked McCarthy, why'd you walk behind me and elbow me in the back? The former speaker responded, I didn't elbow you in the back. And Burchett replied, you got no guts. You did so. Very mature. Now
we've had both of these gentlemen. I mean, really living up to their standing in office.
Dominic on Tuesday afternoon asked to respond to Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz, another Republican critic, filing an ethics complaint against him over the alleged episode. McCarthy jokingly expressed relief, adding that he may run for re-election just so he can be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee in the 119th Congress. Gaetz has long been under ethics investigation, but he's pushed back, suggesting it's politically motivated. McCarthy also said he had no knowledge, Dom, of the alleged shoulder-checking former Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, as Kinzinger wrote about in the book, you're bringing something up I know nothing of, he said. I don't know what that means. Kinzinger accused him also of shoulder checking him. Is he an old hockey guy? I mean, I thought McCarthy was from California, but maybe he grew up on the icy rinks in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, Tom. Maybe he thinks he's one of the Hansen triplets.
And
just, those guys used to put tinfoil on their knuckles.
I had to look it up. Polling for Congress as a whole, congressional job approval. I saw this one from looks like last week. Economist YouGov. Congress has an approval rating of 18, disapprove of 63. Wonder why that is. Low,
the disapproval could be higher.
I mean, it could be higher. I mean, Biden's more than almost triple the approval of Congress.